Hey, y'all. Hey, it is episode number 18, and we are talking how to find the essence of your truth. It's going to get deep, y'all. You ready? I know I sure am. Let's go. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger, and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. As always, we are kicking off this episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises. Today's affirmation is, I am honest and live in my truth. To grab your deck of 40 affirmation cards to set your intention every day, go to lolitawalker.com/shop. It's perfect for the holidays. Now let's get into it. How do you define the word truth? Would you say you're living in your truth? Well, while you think about those questions, let me say welcome to all of you all who are new to this kitchen table. Hey, y'all. Hey. And let me give a special shout out to all of you all who are returning. I know you have already pulled up your comfy seat and you are ready to get into this soul work today. Yes. But before we do, let me go ahead and shout out what this podcast is all about. First, we have a bit of coaching where I gift you just a little bit of soul work to challenge your thinking. Next, there are cocktails. Now, it's not about what you're sipping on, although there is absolutely no judgment at all, okay? But this is more about how you are showing up in the greatness of who you are. And then finally, that last section on this podcast is all about conversations. It's either going to be one-on-one, just with you and I in some episodes, or I have a special invited guest. And today, we are welcoming Mr. Manoj Khanna. I am so excited because he is a technologist by profession, but underneath it all, he is a TEDx speaker. We both were in the same class of TEDx speaking in Youngstown, Ohio. But let me tell you, he is so passionate, and you are going to see, about helping people to heal and then helping them establish this deep sense of well-being inside of this complex world that we find ourselves within. He is so dynamic because he blends his philosophy with some of the wisdom of ancient Indian and contemporary teachers into these practical tools that we each can leverage. One of the things you're going to see and hopefully feel in this episode right here is this exercise that he does with me when we get into those good old fashioned conversations, and I cannot wait for you to listen in. So I know you are ready to hear and feel that soul work I was just telling you about when we get into our conversations. But first, let's get into this coaching after a word from our sponsor. Are you ready to make a statement that is as bold as you are? Are you ready to match your outside look with your inside confidence? Well, you may just be ready for a bit of glitz and garb. Yes, this small family-owned business is based in Southern Maryland, and they are shipping unique and custom merchandise, both domestically and internationally. When you wear one of their pieces, you are sure to turn heads each and every step. From one-of-a-kind face masks to one- and two-piece women's couture, they are offering the highest quality merchandise on the market today. Be sure to check out glitzandgarb.com for a special savings of 20% at checkout, specifically for you listeners of the Coaching Cocktails and Conversations podcast. That's GLITZ, the letter N, GARB.com, and enter Kitchen Table for your savings today. I can't wait to see you in your glitz and garb. And now let's get into a little bit of coaching. Today, we are going to be talking truth, Tollway, and I am so excited. You know, when you talk about truth, remember when I asked you at the beginning of this, how do you define truth? What did you say? Now, go ahead and write it in your CCNC journal, which most of you all have. But if you don't, not a problem at all. You can download it at lolitawalker.com/podcast. And this is just a cool place where we just write down our soul work and then go back and are able to do some reflective work. You know, today is a little bit different than what we normally do on a podcast. Today, I am reading a piece of my book, The Intersection of You and Change. And this is going to take us to stop number 5, truth, Tollway. So the way today will work is that our coaching is really all about the book, primarily because each stop within the book gives you a little bit of soul work by way of exercises and questions. So that is what we're going to do today. Now, I do have a couple episodes. A lot of my solo episodes, if you scroll through, are related to my book, and the soul work is based on that versus imagery. But today we're going to go to stop 5 and we're going to use that for our soul work today. And I'm really excited about it. Normally you all email me or send me a message. Yeah, let me know what you think about the exercise. Let's go. We're starting on page 32 in my book, The Intersection of You and Change. This is where I walk you through 17 stops of self-discovery. And today we have reached Truth Tollway. Truth Tollway confronts your inner self before granting your passage through. Reflecting and looking deep within to affirm your intentions are true. Undeterred by those around you and removed from what may not yet be clear, trying to bridge where you are and where you want to be despite the rising fear. Harness your inner truth and allow it to guide you to your next tier. Welcome to Truth Tollway. What sticks out to you? You know, really, your truth, right, is governed by you. It's not governed by anyone else. And how they see and experience the world absolutely differs from you. And that is absolutely okay. As we move to page 33, I talk about this section called the stop, the truth. And I'm so interested to hear what you think. The truth, your truth, and nothing but your truth. So help you God. This certainty opens the tollway to honesty, which is oftentimes difficult to give and difficult to receive. This stop is about allowing inner truth to guide your next steps. It's about being real with yourself in efforts to truly reach your goal of happiness. It's about moving distractions to the sidelines and selfishly looking inside as your top priority. It's about being true to you and living authentically in what brings you a fulfillment of peace. Did you hear that? What brings you a fulfillment of peace? Where is it that you can sit and honestly be still? What is your truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. I want to share with you what I share inside of my book about my story, my truth. And then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that you can just go ahead and leverage for soul work. So if you have my book, please follow along on page 33. My story, my truth. I have created next year's budget, and there are some changes we will see in the next few months. Those were the sentiments of my direct manager as he outlined the shift of being acquired by a smaller company and the link to my position as a senior employee on the leadership team. As I jumped in to help him summarize the words he so delicately attempted to declare, the organization was being downsized and my role was being eliminated in 6 months' time. If I did not choose to take an opportunity in another city. My current responsibilities would be taken on by a peer, and I was to create a seamless transition plan for my replacement and my staff. The feelings were not that of disbelief for me, because I had already known we were soon reducing costs with headcount as part of the plan. The emotions were more that of anxiousness, given the reality of, yes, this is happening. Another feeling was fear. And then of what now? What was my inner truth? I had known that this was coming, and I had already given thought to whether my principles and values would fit into the new organization. I had balanced my considerations of potentially moving to a new state with a 5-year-old and had outlined what compromises would need to be made. It was time for me to pause and to find my truth. Would this nourish me mentally, emotionally, and progressively within my career? What was my truth? What could I live with? And how could I be quested to live free? So this is the soul work right here. I want to prompt you with some questions so you can write your story, your truth, at least start thinking about it a little bit. Let me ask you this. What are two core principles or values that govern you? You have those down? Or just think about them. If you don't have your CCNC journal, just go with me on this journey and think about what are those two core principles that govern or value you. Then answer this. Why are they so important to you? What is one decision in this moment? What is one decision that you are currently contemplating? Think about that. And then what about this decision is keeping you awake at night? Be specific. What about this decision that you are contemplating right now is keeping you awake at night? And now to tie this back into your core values or principles that you've already listed in question number one, which one of those core values or principles will this decision stand upon? The question that we're asking is, what is the essence of your truth? And I'm asking, based on a decision that you are currently contemplating right now, which one of your core values and principles are you standing within to make that decision? And here's this, ask yourself, what does a successful decision in this situation look and feel like to you? Now I want you to think about of those people at your playground. Remember in a past episode, we talked about who is at your playground. Who can you leverage for support in helping you to reach the best decision possible? And then what specifically are you going to ask this person about? Right? This is making sure that as you make your decisions, you are standing on the core values and the core principles of what your truth is. I hope this is making sense. Now, if you were honest with yourself and had to make your decision today on what you were contemplating in this situation, what would your decision be? And is this different from what you were thinking about first? I'm asking you these questions because I want to challenge your thinking a little bit differently. Who is this decision going to impact? How is it going to impact them? And does this decision allow you to live in your truth, right? In your truth of those two core principles or values that you wrote down above. These are the things that govern you. I want you to think about your truth. What is it? Are you living in it right now? Are you compromising it right now? Is it shaky right now? I work with a lot of my clients and I want to invite you to investigate the thinking of coaching, because coaching, what it does is it helps you to pause. It helps you to sit in it. It helps you to articulate your thinking, and it helps to be talked to and be reframed so that now you're pulling out all the greatness of you and you're challenging yourself a little bit differently. I mean, I have a coach. Everyone needs a coach, and I'm here to offer that opportunity to you. So here we are talking about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God, right? And this is all about, do you know your truth and are you walking in it? So I left you with a lot today for this soul work. I know it's a lot to contemplate. Rewind if you really need to. Grab the book, The Intersection of You and Change, so that you can write this journey out yourself. This is stop five, literally, in my book. And it sounds like only a couple of questions, but these questions will challenge you, because the idea is that you are walking on your journey. You are challenging yourself differently. And this one, stop five right here, is all about knowing what your truth is and how you're leveraging that truth that you sit in to help make decisions, to understand the essence of you. I hope that makes sense. Are you ready for some cocktails? I know I am. Let's go. Ooh, what are you celebrating today? Yes, what a powerful session. I know it was a lot of information, y'all. I know. But don't ever feel like you can't go back and rewind and do the soul work over to think a little bit differently. So I'm celebrating you today. I'm celebrating you for being at this point. I'm celebrating you for contemplating what is your truth and are you really living in it? And it's not an easy answer, y'all. It's really not an easy answer. This just gives you a few questions to really challenge your thinking just a little bit differently and truly find the essence in your truth. All right, what else are we celebrating today? Well, let me do a shout out. Today, I am highlighting Randomly Rashida, who wrote a review on Apple Podcasts. This is what she said. This is my journey. So purposeful and necessary. So many people are in the midst of rediscovering themselves. I tell you, I'm so glad to have virtually met you. You just got me so excited to be and do more. Keep killing this, sis. Kudos. I'm listening and I'm watching. And this is Randomly Rashida from the Randomly Rashida podcast. I was also on her podcast and she is hashtag amazing. So if you have an opportunity, please check her out. She is just real to the deal, okay? Cheers to you, Randomly Rashida, and thank you for that amazing review. If you have been impacted at all by any of the episodes that you've heard on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, I would love to read a review from you. Can't wait. And thank you in advance. Cheers to you. What else are we celebrating today? What are you celebrating today? Can you talk about one win that you had yesterday? Listen, I'm celebrating all of the people who show up in this app called Clubhouse. Have y'all heard about Clubhouse? You can truly find people who are ready to pour into you. You can truly find rooms that you are gaining so much new knowledge on. And I'm a fan. I am a fan. I think that you can make choices on what rooms you go to and how much time you spend on it. But I have made so many new connections, and I want to say cheers to all of those folks who are listening in now from my Clubhouse family. I appreciate each and every one of you all. I appreciate you for showing up. I appreciate you for your words. I appreciate you for your follows. I appreciate you for simply standing in the greatness that is you and for allowing me to pour into you through my club, Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, and also my other club, Alpha Kappa Alpha, Making a Network. So listen, this is all about getting yourself ready for 2021, and I'm giving a cheers to each and every one of you. I appreciate you. You ready to go ahead and get into Manov? Listen, he is the real deal. He did an exercise with me today that I really want to challenge you guys to really move into and take the space and the time to do this exercise right where you're standing. It was so powerful to me. Hey, Manav, how are you today? I'm so excited that you are able to join Coaching Cocktails and Conversations.
Thank you, Lurita. Thanks for having me. I am as excited as you are.
Oh, absolutely. It's so good to see you. I know everybody here is not able to see you, but it's been a while. We did our TEDx together, which is where we met. And we had a couple of connections after, and it's just been a little bit of time. So this is just so amazing to be able to see you in the flesh.
Thank you. Likewise. And, you know, this is the best that we can do in the post-COVID world, right? Meet on Zoom and talk on the phone. But it's really good to hear you and see you.
Perfect. Well, today we are talking about how to find the essence of your truth. So before we get into the topic, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
We are a family of three. My wife, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and me, we live in Austin, Texas. My full-time day job is in the cybersecurity world. I run product strategy for a cybersecurity company. As a person, as a human being, I'm a healer. I help people find peace in everyday situations. My journey as a healer began with Reiki. I'm a trained Reiki master for 13 years. I have been doing a lot of counseling work and healing work with children, people across age groups, but I usually say from 8 to the age of 80 or no upper age defined. I think all of us came here to learn that we are essentially peace and happiness and joy and love. We forget that. Sometimes we forget that long enough and it becomes very difficult to find that within ourselves. A healer's job and purpose is to help people find that. That is my essence and my truth.
That is so good. To meet you is to feel the essence that is you. And how I would describe it is it's this calming effect. Now, where did that come from, do you think, this healing aspect of you?
That's an interesting question. It comes from behind. It comes from above. I don't know where it comes from. You know, it's like water in a well. It just shows up from under the ground and it fills you. And that's probably my best way of defining it. You may want to call it God. You may call it grace. You may call it life or the universe, whatever it is, that it just comes from behind. But in reality, actually, a person cannot heal anything or anyone. It just extends to whoever you're meeting in the situation, in the moment. The windows and doors of their minds and hearts are open and they get it.
I love it. Tell us about Reiki and the aspects of healing in it.
Excellent question. And it's really interesting because, you know, when I started learning Reiki more than 13 years ago, it just happened to me by happenstance. I was not looking to learn Reiki or become a healer. I met somebody and we started talking about the subject. A Reiki healer has to use their hands to channel this energy, the cosmic energy as it is called. today, when I think about Reiki, I think is the it that I mentioned earlier. It is the essential being that is behind everything and everyone in the world and connecting everyone and everything fundamentally.
Interesting, interesting. I love it. Today, we're talking about the essence of your truth. Before you got here to this kitchen table, what I talked to the people here about was stop 5 in my book, The Intersection of You and Change. It's called Truth Tollway. I really started off by saying that truth is really confronting your inner self before moving forward, reflecting and delving deep and understanding who you are fundamentally. When you can find that thing that I am calling truth, that confrontation, that bridge from where you are right now to where you absolutely want to be, then you start moving in a different type of way. You start moving more intentionally. Your confidence is increased. The way you show up is different. I think that where I am now at 43 years old is different than where I was 5 years before now, 10 years before now, and hell, sometimes even 1 year before now. I'm interested to hear, when you think of the word truth, how would you define that?
In the simplest way, Lolita, truth means when we remove or when we just abstract away all our thoughts, beliefs, feelings, perceptions, sensations from who you define you are, you get a taste of it. Let me maybe walk you through this a little bit through a conversation or a chat and just tell me, what's the sensation that you're feeling in your heart right now?
I feel a joy. I feel...
Just tell me the texture, the shape, the nature of the sensations.
Well, it's red, my heart. It is maybe a calm, more calm than when we started, because my energy is typically really high, but your energy is really a vibe, like it's very calming. So it's definitely not beating as fast. I think that now as we talk truth, when I'm in a calming state, I think about the world and everything that's going on in the world. So if I think about texture right now, I feel that my heart is kind of not smooth, but maybe like a roughish, a little bit like a, not steel wool, but the one right under steel wool that you clean the dishes with.
that's a nice way of describing that experience. But yeah, that was very well described, Lolita. Now, there's something in you that which is aware of the sensation that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go now to that in you which was aware of that sensation. So if you remove the sensation, what's left behind?
If I remove the steel wool?
There's the experience, steel wool experience, right?
Uh-huh.
If you remove that experience, what's left behind?
Just the beating heart that's calm. Feels like a place of kind of just waiting and stillness almost.
Stillness. Very good.
Right.
Yeah. So when you remove all the experiences, right, the beating heart, and then, you know, you feel a little bit, it's stilling and calming down. Mm-hmm. And then when you remove all of those experiences, something that you're aware of, when you remove what you're aware of, what is left behind is a stillness.
Mm-hmm.
When you remove the thoughts that you're thinking, when you just separate yourself from there and you step back a little bit, there is a stillness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that stillness, you're still aware of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you told me that you're feeling still, which means the stillness is aware of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about that stillness. Do you think that stillness has any boundary definition?
No.
Yeah. And so this is the stillness in which you sit and recognize that it is the stillness that is available to you and present in you underneath all other experiences. You know, your thoughts, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, the beating heart, the heaviness in the legs, if you will, you know, the heaviness in the shoulder. If you just remove all of that and you keep stepping backwards and backwards and backwards and saying, if I remove this experience of whatever that thing may be, a thought, a feeling, a sensation, what's left behind is just pure, aware stillness. That is the truth of who we essentially are behind our body, behind our minds. People think meditation is closing their eyes and sitting down. Meditation is just sitting in the stillness. And this stillness is always there underneath everything. It has no limits, it has no boundaries. You felt it yourself. It is just, it doesn't move. There's something in you which never, never changes. You know, your thoughts may change, your feelings may change, your sensations in the chest and in the body may change. Awareness is ever present, every moment. The thing is, the habit of the mind is to go towards thinking and feeling and what am I seeing and what goals I need to have in the future and the past and this and that and everything. But the moment you step back from all of the experiences that are there in you, there is this stillness, and I think this is our essential truth.
You know, I think that the, well, one, thank you. That was very powerful. So I trust that those folks around the kitchen table with us are able to do that exercise and really feel the peace that I feel right now. And as I describe it to them, oftentimes is this feeling of your be free. If I was to put it in a term that I use consistently here, it's this notion of where are you and what are you doing when you are feeling your most free? So if you can sit in what you described as stillness, or what I described as stillness without any boundaries, the intentionality of it all is, I think, the awareness and the ability, the willingness, right, to want to find your truth.
That is so important, Lolita. You hit the nail on its head because a lot of times people will struggle, but you know, you have to be choicelessly willing to leave, no matter how big your suffering. And I know the world and life that we, you know, as human beings experience every day can be full of suffering and stress. But just take a few moments every day, a few minutes every day, and be willing, choicelessly willing to sit in the stillness just for even 5 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, every few seconds, every few hours during the day. And slowly you will recognize that this peace is always there. The more you sit in it, you will realize that this peace is who I am. Right? And then that peace will translate into what you're thinking and what you're speaking and how you're going to relate with all these challenges you face in life and all these, you know, stressful situations that you may face. Children in the office space, we had so much of stress that people of certain backgrounds and races and cultures were feeling, you know, oppression that we feel. This peace can give you so much of courage to stand up to whatever you may be feeling, the challenges that you may need to face and surmount. This is the strength that God has given each one of us, and it's available to us, and it is more powerful than any challenge in the world.
That was powerful. I think for me, because I love imagery, it's where I go to really understand. By the way, I'm so using this exercise, but I love the imagery of what is your heart feeling? Describe the texture of it. And then I love the idea of stepping back even three times to now look in and describe what it is that you see and you feel, because that stillness is also the power of a pause. When I talk about intentionality, but if you even think about the level that I was on when I first got on a call with you, I'm still excited. But then to be placed inside of a space where you really are forced to be still and pause, there's absolute power in it. So I love that, because when we are digging down deep inside of ourselves, in order to reflect, and get the honesty of the truth that is right there, this tollway that I talk to them about, it means that you have to find the power in your pause. But to feel the power, you have to pause. You mentioned meditation, and I know people struggle with meditation and to keep their minds clear. I know I do because my mind is running a million times, but I love this as a new technique that you can always come back to in your mind. So powerful. Thanks.
And I can, since you talked about imagery, I think I love imagery as well, and I think it makes it easy for everyone to relate. I want to give you an example. I've opened a book here, right? So what do you see, Lolita, on the page that I've opened? It's a white page with black characters printed on it. So imagine that the black characters that are printed on it are thoughts, feelings, sensations, perceptions, the experiences that we are having in the world. And the pause is the white space between the characters.
Oh, that's
Right?
good.
The more you will dip into those pauses, you will realize that I'm actually the blank white page on which and in which all these experiences are showing up. Inside of me, this open, empty, still awareness, this free, absolutely limitless awareness and consciousness, these characters are showing up. The thoughts are coming and going, and the feelings are coming and going. And so initially, you will need to find the pause between the characters, but the more you sit in those pauses, the more the realization will deepen that I'm actually the blank page in which everything is appearing. You take care of all the situations in the world, and yet you're free like the empty blank page.
I like it. I like how that lens has shifted. I think the power of discovery is absolutely the power of allowing yourself to switch the lens. If you're willing, right? We talked about your ability, your willingness, and your awareness, and being able to leverage all three because you want to be in a different place. Like what your truth does, in my estimation, is when you find that and you decide to walk in that, nobody else defines that but you. And when you can find that space, that peace, that stillness, discover what that is for you. Feel good about it and walk in it, you have shifted.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is so crucial because I think the more you sit in it, the more you take it with you wherever you go, right? In the way you think, in the way you talk, in the way you act, in the goals that you choose, in the how you relate with your spouses and partners, and how you relate with your children, and how you relate with your colleagues, and how you look at your career, and how you think of money, and how you think of the problems. Your perspective, your actions have completely shifted.
It's so true. I am going to share with you Truth Tollway and what I shared with the folks early on. It's pretty small. Truth. And what I'd like to get from you afterward is your thoughts on this as related to truth. Truth Tollway confronts your inner self before granting your passage through, reflecting and looking deep within to affirm your intentions are true. Undeterred by those around you and removed from what may not yet be clear, trying to bridge where you are and where you want to be despite the rising fear, harness your inner truth and allow it to guide you to your next tier. Welcome to Truth Tollway.
Beautiful.
Why, thank you. Your thoughts on this related to truth. What did you hear in it that relates to how you define truth?
The word fear really, stood out for me. And I think, that's something that each one of us deals with on a daily basis, in different forms. Anger is a form of fear, and stress and not being able to, not knowing how the future may unfold, I think, is a shade of fear. Worry is a shade of fear. So resentment is a shade of fear. Not being able to forgive the past is also an expression of fear. So I'm going to use the word as a general word encompassing everything. For the whiteness of the blank sheet of paper, all these forms of fear are but black characters appearing on it. So they're temporary, they're going to change, and they're not bigger than you. Right. So when you've really sat in your truth, you can meet any fear on your truth doorway. And so I'm going to go back to what you also sort of reiterated earlier, Lolita, and you took away from the earlier part of the conversation is that every time any challenge throws you off and tosses you away and sways you away, and you realize that you've been consumed by some sort of a stress, sort of fear, that is the checkpoint on the tollway telling you, take a pause. Don't get carried away and get lost in the fear, but take a pause. That's the sign on the truth tollway saying, drop into the stillness and remember who you truly are. And then once you've experienced that stillness, decide what you need to do, how you want to react to the situation.
You know, as you say that, it's so powerful because I'm going to tell you how it relates to what we talked about earlier. In my mind, that stillness where I was, I talked about, my beating heart and it being red. Let me back up a little bit. When I define my most be free, it is around trees and water. And so typically, when I'm at my calmest, when I'm at my most be free space, when I'm my most creative, I am around water and trees. And that could be the sensation of it, that could be hearing waves, whatever, right? And when I think about my be free, I thought about that when I stepped back those three spaces from my heart, that exercise. And where I was in my stillness, in my pause right there were no limits, but it was water. It was just the water as far out, as far wide as you can see. And it was this calmness that was in the water, which brings me to my be free. So that's how those two relate. And then what I talked to the folks about before you got on was, now that you're in this pause, this is where you're standing on your foundation. So, in the essence of me and my never-ending waterway, is you're surrounded by your core values and your strengths and your beliefs and your faith and all of this stuff that is around you that strengthens you. So now, when you come out of that pause, these are the things that you're holding on to, so that when you walk into the face of fear, they're strengthened already, right? You can even think about leaving them in your space, because now you're walking with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, the every time you'll hit the pause and sit in that foundation, like water flows, allow it to flow through you. You are also, if I use the metaphor of a tree, you're deepening the roots of your tree into that ground of stillness. And the deeper you go into that ground of stillness, the more solid foundation your tree has, right? Winds of fear and uncertainty are going to lash you. The tree is not going to sway that much anymore, because the roots are really strong. So that foundation is extremely important, to keep building. And I keep emphasizing that. I think that is the most important lesson, realization, because that is the truth of who we are. That is the essential truth of our being. And we all came here to realize that through every challenge, through every time life throws you off the grid, you're looking in the wrong direction. Look inwards, find that pause. Deepen your roots, find that foundation, create that solidity, then go solve the problem you need to solve.
Let me ask you this. Why do you believe so many folks are scared to find their truth?
That's a great question, and I'm going to try and answer in the simplest way possible. I think it's the comfort of the known. We would rather sit in our fears, which is whatever is familiar, than be with the unfamiliar. So I think sometimes we remain stuck because there's a story in our minds.
When I think about the fears and the hesitation that folks struggle with when you think of your truth or this wall that's up that people shun back from, I really think of the fear of disappointment. I think about the fear of judgment. I think about the fear of being found out that you might now feel like an imposter. And sometimes,
That's
dig
interesting.
deep to find the truth of who you are It is that uncomfortable feeling, in my estimation, but it is not knowing what exactly you're gonna dig up. Because the more you dig, the more you uncover, and the more you uncover, the more you might unravel who you are on the outside. And it's scary to unravel that because it is the discomfort of the unknown.
We are trained right from the time that we were born to seek meaning, purpose, happiness, love outside. That is what we have been taught. We have to create goals and then we have to achieve those goals at some point in the future. And then we have to plan. And then we have to plan and, go step one, step two, step three. And that's the habit that we, that the habit pattern of our minds and our belief system and our mental makeup. When we are seeking for love, we are seeking for love in another person. Ultimately, when you keep going with the whys behind every goal, every purpose, people will eventually come down with one answer and say to be happy. And a lot of people will say it in different ways. They'll say to be at peace or to find love or to be happy. But that's what everyone is looking for through this conversation, through the people who are listening to this podcast. If every single goal is about trying to find happiness. Because of the way we are trained to look for it outside, either we don't know and we're not used to looking for it in the opposite direction. Which is why I think most people either struggle or are not aware of or find it uncomfortable because of just being in the habit of seeking, acting out there, not sitting and taking that pause.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because when you asked that question about the role, the first thing I thought about was the keeper of me. At 40 is when I decided that I am my most important asset. And for me, number one is the keeper of me. I firmly believe that if I don't pour into me, use my gifts to pour into others, then I'm not able to live in the purpose that I'm here on this earth to be, to do, to embody. And that self-discovery is something that honestly I didn't have a good grip on until I was 40 years old. It's
It's
so
so
amazing.
beautiful the way you said it. It's just beautiful.
I
It
love it.
pours into you. Yeah, exactly. And remember our conversation during the TEDx days? I think you had asked me, why do I want to or like to work with children so much? And that's precisely the reason. I think it's very important to teach our children that happiness begins with you. Is an inside job. It's not an outside job. And we need to give them the tools. That is very, very essential. You said in your AWA, the formula that you have, right? The willingness. I think it has to be choicelessly willing,
I like that,
choicelessly accept that your happiness is an inside job, period.
I like that. I mean, it's so true. It's so true. And this essence of finding your truth is so important to me because it was so powerful for me at 40. And this whole notion of rearing our children to recognize this early is so amazing and so powerful. So with that, I know we could talk about it forever because we're all in. But I have these come as you are questions, and I want to make sure I can ask them of you.
Fire away.
Fire away. The first, what is one strength that you bring to the table, but you hadn't always recognized that it was a power?
I always had an affinity to understand the mind behind the person in school, and I did not recognize it for years, until I really started learning Reiki and I started doing healing work. I always had it, that skill or that ability to be able to identify behind the person's behavior.
Yeah, you can call it a gift. Absolutely.
It is, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, I have nothing to do with it. I think it comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, but it's a gift. Own it. Own it. It's yours.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You heal with it. So, what is one barrier that is sometimes still in the way of you leaping beyond where you stand today?
For the longest time, that I wanted to fix people. And as a healer, I've recognized that the biggest lesson is to give everyone, whatever they may be going through, the choice and the freedom to heal when they want to heal, when they are ready to heal.
It is so difficult, I think, because that's one of the barriers that I have too, that I need to become more aware of, or that I really work to become more aware of, is listening more intently, meeting people exactly where they are, and gifting them what they're really asking you for versus trying to fix them because of the potential of. And I talk about that whole potential of thing all the time because it's so innate in us. It's, I want you to be better than where you are because I can see it. But no, that might not be where they want
What really helped me was it's as much in me as it is in you.
go.
And it is bigger than what I may think and feel about you and the need and the motivation I may have to fix you. That truth that is in them already is bigger than my desires to fix you. And so,
Absolutely.
and then I step back. I'm like, that truth will motivate them, inspire them on its own. Just that they don't know about it yet. And they will
Absolutely.
find it in due time.
Now, this has been so amazing. One thing we always do on this podcast is we have a cheers to everything. I'd like for you to leave a final cheers.
Well, cheers to you, Lolita. I think you're doing such fantastic work with your podcast and trying to just embrace your own truth and your own positivity and then spreading it all around. So, cheers to you.
Thank
Cheers
you.
to all your listeners. Cheers to all of them tuning in and getting a taste of their true essence through this conversation, hopefully. Cheers to America for having voted the way they did. I think that was very, very essential. When we honor the truth of who we are, then that gives us the courage to own our yeses and own our noes and stand up to what is not okay. A lot of times people will feel that embracing your truth and becoming quote unquote spiritual means you're going to be just okay with everything. No, you also set healthy boundaries when you start recognizing the truth in you. Healthy boundaries need to be enforced at on a personal level in your neighborhood, within your family, even at the level of the nation. So, cheers to that.
Absolutely. I think that this has been a good interview. I mean, I was able to look deeper and deeper. I'm going to do some more reflection tonight. I pray that the audience was able to pull some nuggets into where their pause and stillness actually is, and now be able to sit in a little bit differently. No, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
How can people get in touch with you?
It's www.manav, MANAV, my first name, followed by my last name, which is KHANNA, MANAV, KHANNA.com. Contact me there if you like, and you can also read about the healing work that I do on the website.
Absolutely. And they can hear your TEDx talk, right?
They can absolutely hear my TEDx talk. Yeah, it's about the work that I've done and I continue to do with children. And yes, absolutely, my TEDx talk is out there as well.
Yes. Well, I can say from experience that you are absolutely amazing. You've done some work with Walker. And what I do remember is the realization from him at the time. And so it allows children, adults, anyone to be able to discover and then rediscover what's going on with them so that you can attack it right where it is. I love it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.